Bloomberg, illegals are taking needed delivery jobs from Americans. By Neil Munro on September 2, 2020. Illegal migrants are getting delivery jobs from Amazon's high-pressure delivery system. Even though millions of Americans need the work during the coronavirus economic crash, according to Bloomberg. The illegals get the delivery jobs by subcontracting themselves at lower wages to people who hold multiple accounts in Amazon's scheduling software, dubbed Amazon Flex, according to a report at Bloomberg.com. One reason Flex contractors do this is to get around the requirements for being a driver, such as having a valid license or being authorized to work in the U.S., according to a person familiar with the matter. In such cases, someone who meets the legal requirements downloads the Flex app and is offered a route earning $18 an hour. He or she accepts the route and then pays someone else $10 an hour to do it, said the person, who requested anonymity to discuss a private matter. A Flex driver who has been monitoring the activity said the company needs to take steps to make sure all drivers are treated fairly. Amazon knows about it, the driver said, but does nothing. Many state governments are hindering Americans from the needed work by passing laws that allow illegals to get driver's licenses. In California, more than 1 million illegals got driver's licenses by 2018 after the state's government changed the law in 2015. In June 2019, a business-backed lobby campaign pushed the New York legislature to let illegals into the delivery business, Breitbart News reported. The New York State Assembly has gifted Uber, DoorDash, Amazon, and business groups a huge new supply of 250,000 illegal immigrant drivers. So depressing wages for the many Americans and legal immigrants who earn their wages by delivering people, cargo, and food to their destinations. I'm so honored to be part of the At Greenlightened Coalition, said a tweet from Eddie Tavares, a Latino progressive activist and lobbyist for the billionaire-funded FWD.us advocacy group. We fought for this bill every step of the way via grassroots movement centered on inclusion and transparency, said Tavernas, whose FWD.us employers include numerous wealthy West Coast investors, such as Mark Zuckerberg and Matt Kohler, a partner at the Benchmark Capital investment firm. Congress does little to help, partly because members of both parties minimize annual funding for the arrest and deportation of illegal immigrants. Also, Congress has allowed all employers to avoid penalties for employing illegals whenever they can show that subcontractors hired the illegals. On the campaign trail, President Donald Trump has pledged to further suppress blue-collar illegal and legal migration into the United States. But Democrat candidate Joe Biden is promising to not only roll back enforcement against blue-collar illegal migrants but also welcome more blue-collar and white-collar migrants into the U.S. economy.